Today, Body and Mind welcomes Michelle Manders of Palace of Peace to our platform. Michelle specializes in spiritual wealth and development, relationship wellness, medieval astrology, and so much more. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Taryn. Thank you.
Only a pleasure. So, Michelle, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? Who is Michelle Manders?
Okay, I'm based in Johannesburg, South Africa. I was born in Krugersdorp, so I've basically been in South Africa all of my life, been running around on this planet for 50 years. I've been a spiritual entrepreneur since 1996, when I first started channeling Kutumi. When I started channeling him, I had one child already since 1996. I've had another three of my own, so I have four of my own children in total, and then another two who are kind of like just become a part of my family. So six children in total, ranging from age 2 to age 31. So you know, my journey in life as a mother, as a wife, as a friend, a mentor, all of that is kind of like, you know, made me who I am today. But my passion is to help people. So, you know, when people say to me, tell me about yourself, I love what I do. I love people. I'm just one of those people that absolutely thrives on spirituality being a part of everything that I do, think, say, and inspiring people to live the same way in order to, you know, reap the benefits from it. So been through a lot of stuff in this lifetime, and it has really equipped me so well to do what I'm doing. So
wow, Michelle, you sound like a very busy lady and very dynamic, and definitely the perfect person to visit when we're having issues in our lives. So wow, thank you very much. Okay, so on your profile, you call yourself a spiritual light warrior. So what does this mean to you? What is this all about?
Basically, I've, I wouldn't say attached myself, but adopted the term spiritual light warrior, because I've seen, you know, people like us who have walked this path and had to really go through some intensive life challenges and initiations in this lifetime in order to grow and evolve. And a warrior to me is a person, a W-A-R-R-O-R, not W-O-R-R, a warrior. I see a warrior as someone who stands up for themselves, who fights for what is fair and just and right within themselves, for themselves, within this world. It is people who, you know, when the going gets tough, they get tough. We push through no matter what comes our way. And for me, that is symbolic of a warrior kind of energy, who has taken on the mantle of living light, chosen to serve as a warrior, standing up for the light, living by these principles, and never giving up, no matter how tough it gets. So it's going from zero to hero or heroine by completely transcending these challenges in our lifetime makes us a spiritual warrior. Well, that's how I feel.
I love that explanation, and I'm very sure it will resonate very well with our followers. So thank you for that. Now, Michelle, you've also spoken about ascended masters. Earlier you mentioned that you started channeling with Master Kutumi. Now, I know very little about sages and saints, so please enlighten us as to why understanding the concept of ascended masters is so important.
With absolute pleasure. The ascended masters is basically a term that most people are familiar with, but the ascended masters basically are beings who have incarnated on planet Earth. They've been here, done it, got the mugs, the refrigerators, the towels, the cats, everything. And that's it. So they have mastered what it means to be in the material world and to transcend these challenges that we're speaking about now in relation to being a spiritual light warrior. So all the sages, the avatars, the masters, all these, which I prefer to now call beings of or from the benevolent worlds of living light. Mm-hmm. Because people are a bit uncomfortable with ascended masters because they have gotten some bad reps along the way. So I see them as these beings of incredible benevolent love and benevolent intention who are much more advanced than we are at this time and are able to guide us and mentor us, teach us, support us in not just discovering, but engaging in life skills and lifestyles that completely enrich our lives on every level. So they teach us the very basic principles of mastering living in a human body. Things like, you know, overcoming fear, trusting in our supreme heavenly creators to provide and protect, rather than wasting our energy on fear and worrying about how we're going to make ends meet or even wake up tomorrow morning kind of thing.
That's very interesting. So now, Michelle, if somebody wants to connect with the Ascended Masters or if they're looking for advice, would they need to come to somebody like you for assistance as their channel, or can you connect yourself? How does that work?
You could absolutely connect in your own space and in your own time. One of the things that I pride myself in is that I prefer to empower people to find their path in their own way rather than relying on me to provide it all and make it happen. So it's empowering people to bond with their spiritual path, their spiritual dance, whatever it is that really makes every part of their body zing. That is what I help people align with. So you can, every morning when you wake up, do a simple thing like inviting your guardian angel in to wrap their powerful wings of living light around you, inviting your healing angel in to bring, you know, healing to your body emotionally, physically, mentally, and then to invite any benevolent and very specifically, please use these words specifically, invite any benevolent being of the living light who wishes to share, to teach, to guide, to inspire and mentor. And if at any time when anyone is invoking these energies, if they feel uncomfortable, then, you know, it's open your eyes, get up, walk off, whatever it may be. Or when you are doing your alignment, state a minimum of 3 times that you are inviting only the most benevolent beings of the most advanced spiritual worlds of living light and living love. And there will definitely be something that starts to happen. And if the person's new to this, just to give it some time. In the beginning, when I asked Katimi to give me a symbol, my nose used to itch like crazy. Until one day, almost rubbing my nose off my face, the penny dropped. That's the sign, my nose itches. So,
oh, wow.
So it's very simple, but so powerful.
Wow. So now, Michelle, do you teach all of this in the courses that you offer as well?
Yes, I do. I have a number of different programs running. The main work that I do is what we call ancient wisdom keeper work, planetary grid upgrades, new planetary grid activations. But with the Earth Guardian work and Crystal Guardian work that we do, which is the Earth Guardian projects, is where we are working with ourselves in conjunction with Mother Earth. And sometimes specific regions of Mother Earth, but it's a program that clears the person and clears Mother Earth simultaneously. So these are our Earth Guardian projects, which focus on different themes at different times. All of them absolutely shift every dynamic of a person's life. The other ones is astrology, basic astrology courses, teaching people how to understand their own natal blueprint, how to understand what makes them tick. The crystal grid projects is connecting with the crystal dimensions of Mother Earth's body, and then also those same crystal dimensions within each individual person's body. So there's so many diverse aspects that we tap into. Mm-hmm. Metaphysical science is something that I specialize in as well, relationship dynamics and the theocentric psychology, which is all about awakening people to the very simple facts that we deserve to thrive in this life and releasing all the miasms that keep us separate. We work into reversing all splitter technology, and splitter technology is the original technology that was inserted in our body, creating separation consciousness. We work with reversing all implants and technology that destroyed and damaged parts of our DNA, our consciousness, our soul technology. So there's many, many realms to this.
Wow, yes, that's really plenty. Well, that's all we have time for today, Michelle, but thank you so much for sharing your time with us. How can our listeners contact you to learn more from you?
The best thing to do is contact my PA, Esty, and all they need to do is email info, at michellemanders.com. And my PA will reply, or I will, depending on what the question is.
Oh, divine. Thank you so much, Michelle. Take care, and may you continue to spread the light with this beautiful work that you're doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Taryn, and all the best with your future ventures, too.
Thank you.
Take care.